Nobody likes having dinner interrupted by a phone call from a telemarketer, but it could be worse. It could be a bill collector. And consumer advocates say a growing number of them curse, lie, threaten, and call several times a day in violation of state and federal laws. The Federal Trade Commission is getting more complaints about debt collection agencies than about any other type of business. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
At their home in Feeding Hills, Massachusetts, Debbie Braz is shooing her dog out of the kitchen as her husband Bob, a tool truck driver, comes in the back door.
Come here.
For more than a year now, Braz has been out of work with a painful back injury. Meanwhile, she says a $1,200 bill she owes on a credit card from Filene's department store has ballooned with late fees and interest to upwards of $2,000.
And, I mean, it'd be great if I could afford to pay it, but I can't.
Braz says with her out of work and a 16-year-old son to support, the family is just barely paying the bills with her husband's paycheck.
This week, when he gets paid, the electric bill's going to get paid, you know, because that's all we have.
My wife and I have been married for almost 13 years, and this is the first time she's ever been without a job.
Eventually, collectors from Filene's began calling about the credit card bill, and the Brazes say back around the first of the year, the collectors started getting more aggressive and rude. Debbie Braz says they repeatedly left her in tears.
New Year's Day, it was 15 to 17 phone calls within a 20-minute period. And the girl called and called me a bitch because I wouldn't pay her. She kept calling back, hanging up.
Filene's denies any wrongdoing. The department store has its own collectors and has not turned the account over to a third-party debt collection firm. Because of that, the Federal Consumer Protection Law, known as the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, does not apply. Creditors themselves are largely exempt, even if the creditor is a big company, such as a department store with its own collections department. But some states have passed laws that are broader. And in Massachusetts, both creditors and third-party debt collectors are only permitted to call and talk to a debtor at home twice in 1 week. Profanity and abusive language is off limits. Debt collectors are also supposed to stop calling a debtor if they're told to call the debtor's attorney instead. But the Brazes say for months, one guy in particular with Filene's was breaking just about all of those rules. Bob Braz spends his days working out of this truck, which has a heated interior lined with tools. Mechanics come up inside to look around and will sometimes buy a new ratchet arm or a toolbox. Braz says this debt collector has called him on his cell phone, pressured him to pay his wife's bill, and insulted him.
He called my wife a liar. I keep telling him he had to call her attorney. Well, we can see who wears the pants in the family. It sure isn't you. It just gets so irritating when he's talking, when I'm in front of a customer. And it's like, I can't talk to you right now. And he just keeps going and going and going. And if I hang up, he'll call back. I lose a sale over this clown calling me. And it hurts me.
A Filene spokesperson said the company has reviewed the complete records for Debbie Braz's account, and the collector's contacts with the customer have been within the letter of the law. She also noted that Filene's call centers were not open on New Year's Day when Debbie Braz says she was called 15 times. The Brazes say after their repeated insistence that the collector call their attorney and following calls to Filene's from NPR, the collector has stopped calling them in recent weeks. Beyond this case, consumer advocates say they've been hearing more complaints of abusive language, as well as illegal scare tactics. One former debt collector we spoke with says he saw that firsthand. Michael Flanagan says he recently worked as a lower-level manager at a division of Commercial Recovery, Inc., or CRI, a third-party debt collection firm.
As far as breaking the law, management knew, I knew, every supervisor there, every manager there knew to varying degrees. Most of us just ignored it because the people that usually pushed the limit to the point where they broke the law, they were our more successful collectors.
Under federal law, collectors are not allowed to mislead debtors by threatening actions they can't take. Flanagan says the companies that hired his firm never authorized the collectors to sue customers that owed money, but he says the collectors would threaten lawsuits anyway because it got people to pay up.
Well, we would tell them that if they don't want to pay, we would say, you're going to be served a summons and complaint to appear in district court. Now, we're going to serve you at your job. We know where you work, right in front of your coworkers and your boss. And if you get embarrassed, that's your business.
CRI had no comment. The chief litigator with the National Consumer Law Center says too many major companies allow debt collectors to break the law. He says many seem to accept the occasional lawsuit and $10,000 settlements as just a cost of doing business. The Law Center would like to see stiffer penalties for companies that are repeat offenders. But the major debt collection industry trade group, ACA International, counters that there are too many lawsuits already. ACA Vice President Roseanne Anderson.
ACA International has also become aware of some abuses under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, most notably by people who are filing frivolous actions against third-party debt collectors. It has become a cottage industry to file frivolous, unfounded lawsuits.
The FTC received some 16,000 complaints about debt collectors in 2001, making debt collection the most complained about industry for the third year in a row. But Anderson says debt collectors make many millions of calls every year, and they have a tough job to do. She says debtors can get defensive and upset and file a complaint even when collectors conduct themselves properly, as she says most do. Anderson says her group is working with the National Consumer Law Center to find some common ground for reforms that they can both recommend to Congress. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.